This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time. I know you guys all want us to talk about it. There was one member of this station, Nick Padone, not Wilson, who was pretty adamant about this last week. I avoided it as much as I could, and then they hashed it out yesterday with him and Daryl. So I'm just going to come out and I'm going to ask you, you want LeBron back?
I think it'd be awesome. I think it'd be a ton of fun.
216-474-0092. Do you guys want LeBron back? He exercised his player option, 52.6 or $52.8 million. What's a couple hundred thousand between friends? And there's a caveat to that, that his agent Rich Paul has been talking, that they are monitoring very closely the moves that the Lakers may or may not make as he wants to contend in what could be his final NBA season, season number 23. In the National Basketball Association. So you want LeBron back?
I haven't really wavered on this. And his level of play hasn't really dropped off yet, even at 40. And now, obviously, he'll be 41 this year. It'd be one thing if he looked like a shell of himself. He doesn't. He still is this mammoth force on the basketball court. You can see his numbers. His numbers bear that out. Obviously, you'd be looking at a different setup. Like, you're not going to get the LeBron that last time we had him. You know, you were still involving, everything was revolving around him. Every single play, every trip down the court, that wouldn't be the way it would work out this time around, especially in the regular season. But, you know, if you're asking, can he still bring it come postseason? I mean, absolutely. On a team that, we have one guy that you can count on being like a playoff riser in Donovan Mitchell. Like, yeah, LeBron James still come playoff time would help you.
So I know a lot of people go, well, can you make it work? Let's say you can make it work. Say you got to give up Darius, which I'm sure a lot of people would wave bye-bye for LeBron James. Jared Allen, I'm sure a lot of people would wave bye-bye for LeBron James. And you would try to put LeBron, Donovan, Evan Mobley together. Is that how you would do it here, Tone?
Yeah. Yeah. The way that I've seen people make it, and these are all tough deals. They're really tough deals because of the second apron. And I'll say, I don't think this is happening. Like,
would you do it though?
But just me, I'm going into fan mode too here a little bit. I'll be honest. I think it would be so much fun for him to conclude his career in Cleveland. It feels to me a little bizarre that he's been out in L.A. for as many years as he has, yep, and that he hasn't retired already.
Uh-huh.
But it's also bizarre that his play has not fallen off a cliff. Like, he is still extremely valuable. Guys, I just watched an NBA Finals where T.J. McConnell and Alex Caruso had big roles. You're telling me LeBron James couldn't have a big role on a Finals team? Like, come on.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know. Well, just, you know, Tony, your voice, you don't seem very interested.
It's because I begrudgingly would do it.
You would?
I would have
to. Okay. Well, where's the excitement? I would expect some excitement.
Because I'm not excited. I'm not excited. But I know that I think that this team has reached its critical mass. I mean, they're all in. As of right now, they're all in. This would be an even more all-in move, but as of right now, they're all in. I've said it. How can I pound the table after the Indiana series and say that you have 2 years? This is a two-year thing now. You have a two-year window. And then say, no, we can't get LeBron. Think about that, guys. Before you guys get all emotional and start killing me for it, think about it. After that Indiana series, I'm pounding the table. I'm red-faced. I'm mad. We got a two-year window. We've given up another year now. So now we had a three-year. Now we got a two-year window. Evan's got to reach it in a very short amount of time. Darius, this is about as good as Darius can play in the regular season, and then we'll talk about him in the postseason. And then Jared Allen, we all know how everybody feels about Jared Allen. I can't flip-flop back on Ken, you said you didn't want LeBron. You don't want to deal with anymore, that you want to leave LeBron and the 2016 team where they are. I know that. But if he were to be available, which he more than likely wouldn't be, but if he were to be available, how on earth could I not remember what I said just over a month ago and say absolutely not? Where LeBron probably has 1 year left, maybe two, 1 year left though. Donovan is as big of a dog as you're going to find in the NBA, where he's obsessed with winning a championship. There are a few guys in pro sports that you know are obsessed. He's one of a handful. Evan Mobley, who better to learn from than the all-time great and one of the best in Cavs history? The two best players possibly in Cavs history. I know Kyrie would have something to say about that. But the two best players in Cavs history playing with each other, and I'm supposed to turn it down because why? Because we're going to get nasty phone calls? I know you were ready for a fight, and I think I've let you down.
No,
I can't do it. I have to say yes if there were a deal that could be made.
Look, I think there's a lot of different considerations here. Is it risky? Of course it is. Bringing in a is he 40 right
it's
now?
It's risky regardless.
Yeah. Well,
he's 40.
I still think watching a team and every year Donovan Mitchell goes through a season, plays as hard as he does, is on fumes at the end of the year, and they don't get out of the second round and they lose in five games. Like, that's a risk too. And where it gets interesting, so Rich Paul, the reason anybody is talking about this at all is, okay, he opted in for this season. Had he have opted out, we would have been talking about, oh, is he championship chasing? Is he going to sign a veteran minimum on a contender? Like, could he join forces with
them? He's going
to
get his.
Could he go to the Knicks? Like, here's the deal. So he told ESPN, or Rich Paul told ESPN, LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka, and consider the Lakers a critical part of that career. He does go on to say, we understand the difficulty in winning now and preparing for the future. He says they're evaluating. They're in evaluation mode right now. I do think it's a lot of bluster. I think if LeBron truly wanted to win at all costs, financial considerations be damned, then he would have opted out and signed like literally a veteran minimum. But clearly that's not going to happen. So I do think he's staying in LA. I don't think they're trading him. But man, let me dream. Let me dream for a little bit, because you can't convince me they wouldn't have a better shot to win a championship if it was Donovan Mitchell, LeBron, and Evan as opposed to the setup now.
And the people who would argue against it are just people who don't like LeBron. Because if you look at yourself dead ass in the mirror and say to yourself, is this team better with LeBron James, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and whoever else? And you know the answer to that. You know it's true. You know they are. And I know it reeks of desperation. And I was one of them. Like, man, we had him back twice. Let's leave things in the past where they're meant to be. Let's go ahead. And I agree with you. I think he'll eventually just stay with the Lakers. They won't move him. I think a lot of it is tough talking Rich Paul. And Rich Paul is one of the tougher talkers that you're going to find out there. And yes, it does reek of desperation, because they're a desperate franchise to win another championship. This will be busted in some way, somehow, I believe, in 2 years. Donovan may take off, use his option, and leave. That means that you would have to liquidate. You don't have another first-round pick until 2030, for crying out loud. In 2 years, it's 2027. I mean, you're looking at a terrible situation where you may have to liquidate some serious assets to get back some first-round picks to try to put this thing back together. So if we are in this critical mass, and we are, how could I say no to such a thing, knowing that I don't believe he's coming back? I don't believe he wants to come back. I believe he wants to put public pressure on Rob Pelinka and the LA Lakers to make other moves to help them out, to help out Luka Doncic. And I think he'd rather just stay in Los Angeles, play with Luka Doncic, play with whoever they bring in and see if they can run the table and go after another one here if they want to. But if the opportunity presented itself, there is no way I can rant and rave and bitch and moan 2 months ago and then turn right around and go, I don't want LeBron. That shows that I wouldn't even understand the game of basketball. And I don't understand it the way you understand it. That's true. But I have some understanding of, no, that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't go with anything I said over these last couple of months about this basketball team. Don in Cleveland, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Don. Go ahead.
Do I want LeBron back? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Every possible way. Neither one, none of us. In 2018, that's his last year, right? Mm-hmm. That he was a Cav?
Mm-hmm.
One of the best playoff runs anyone's ever had, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
None of us, even the biggest LeBron fans, thought he would still be playing this well 7 years later. It's been 7 years. He's the best player on his team, and he plays with Luka. And he's still arguably the best player in the league in any given night for a week-long stretch. Yes, you take him back. Obviously, everything has to work out properly, but if you're telling me we can make a run at next year's Eastern Conference with Donovan, with Mobley, LeBron, and let's just say we get to keep Hunter, if that's your main four guys, you absolutely do that all day long. He's the best player that's ever played, and you wouldn't want him back here where his whole career started? You're crazy.
It is.
You don't want him back.
It is such a far, and Don, thank you very much for the call.
He was second team All-NBA this year,
yeah.
And it wasn't a tribute vote. It wasn't like a pity vote, like, oh, we're just giving this to him because of his years of service to the NBA. No, he was one of the top 10 players in the league.
I think, in the general public, he has a 75% approval rating. In the land of sports talk radio, because everything is amplified here, it's probably 50-50. He's a very polarizing player, and we will talk about him for the rest of our careers. And
you think it's
of
only
50-50
here?
I think it's a 50-50.
Or are you just listening to the air?
On the air, I think it's 50-50.
Do you think you're just listening to the loud, that's very vocal minority?
But we give credence to the minority when people call in.
We have a poll on the show X account. Right now it's 56-44. They would not want LeBron back.
I told you, that's exactly how it is.
No, I think that's different from the approval. Like, the guy won a championship here. Like, his approval.
Well, I think
that's got to be enormous.
Well, I'm
here
sorry,
in Cleveland.
But I
if
think,
you if,
talking
if,
about appreciation.
If you had a
wanting him back.
If you had somebody driving through town, and they just heard, wait, the guy that brought the only championship since 1964 to Cleveland, where Cleveland never wins, was the butt of every joke, and his approval rate is 50-50, they go, what's going on in Cleveland?
Like, I think
we have to check the water there.
Approval and wanting him back, I think, go hand in hand to a lot of the audience. And I think, again, in the general public, 75% approve of LeBron or in what he's done with the Cleveland Cavaliers and would want him back. But in our land, where we do give a big voice to the vocal minority because there's a call-in line live on the air and people can get in about it, yeah, I think it's more 50-50. And I'm sure on the internet, a lot of people are going to be calling us, well, gosh, you guys just drink his bath water. You cut for him all the time. Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when you win. That's what happens when you win a championship.
I was not desperate last year during the regular season or even the year before. I know what's staring them right in the face right now in the next 2 years. If it's a two-year window, I might as well have the player of the generation for the two-year window. It's about remaining consistent. That's what it's about. I will be bothered if they were to get him and then they were to do something with him. I'm sure in the 10 years after that, I would be bothered to some degree that they can't do anything without the guy. But I'll pay attention to that when I have to. It's not the LeBron-Kyrie Cavs. Could it be the LeBron-Donovan Cavs? Can you call them the Donovan-LeBron Cavs? Would that be easier?
But just the way it rolls off the tongue, you mean?
Yeah. Donovan-LeBron is easier than LeBron-Donovan.
Poll's still out there. It is now 53% no. It's skewing back towards yes.
I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a no. Don't be surprised. It's going to be a no. Danny Cunningham joins us right now, Locked On Cavs. The inside shot on Substack, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan. Danny, good morning to you. Now, listen, I know it's like, ooh, it can't be done. Second apron, all that stuff. I get that. Would you take LeBron back on this team, though?
I think you have to consider it.
No, 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 no
I have been wrestling with this for the past 24 hours since, well, I guess not 24 hours at this point, but since the quotes that Rich Paul gave to ESPN came out. And I think that there are upsides to this. And I think that the one thing that I keep coming back to is, if it's a one-year thing, it's a no for me. This would need to be something that you would kind of, and I understand that it is a one-year contract because he picked up his option, and I understand all that, but I do think that if this is a thing, I personally would think that they need to make sure they're getting 2 or 3 years, because everything you would have to give up, like, it's LeBron James. LeBron James at this point is still worth it. He's still a top 15 player in basketball at his age, which is unprecedented and crazy, considering he's going to become, if he stays healthy this year, he's going to become the NBA's all-time leader in games played in the regular season. And he's played about 4 additional seasons via postseason basketball too. But I don't think that you can do it for 1 year of that. I think if LeBron would say, I'm going to play 2 or 3 more years, then it's a different conversation. If it's just, this is it, I don't think you can do it considering what you have to give up. So I think my answer sort of depends on that. Like, if it's a 2-year thing, yeah, I think it makes sense. If it's not, then I don't think it does.
I think anywhere he would go, he would have to say 2 years. Wouldn't he? Wouldn't they?
I would think, but I also don't know. So when you talk about LeBron's legacy too, like, I think this is part of this conversation. To me, it feels like he either has to stay in Los Angeles or come back to Cleveland. I don't know that a guy like LeBron is somebody that I would like to see join a fourth team throughout his career. I just think that there's something that has been special about his career, obviously, considering I think he's the greatest player that's ever played this game. And to see him, you know, like, we see those pictures of Patrick Ewing and Hakeem Olajuwon wearing different jerseys at the end of their career. And I don't think that's what LeBron's end of his career should look like. Like, I think he should finish his career with one of the teams that he spent the most of his career playing with. So I think this has to be, like, either staying in Los Angeles or finding a way to Cleveland. I don't know. What I mean, there are other basketball situations that certainly make sense. Like, you could sell me on Dallas. You could certainly sell me on Denver. I think that makes a ton of sense. But just from, like, a legacy standpoint, I don't know how much I love seeing him playing in a jersey that has 5,280 across the chest.
I'm with you there. Danny Cunningham with us on the hotline. If I told you that outside of Jared Allen, LeBron James has played more games the last 2 years than any other Cavalier, it's incredible to think about at the age of 40. Not to mention, you said top 15. Danny, I can't name 9 guys currently in the league better than LeBron. I can't.
I think pretty conservative.
Yeah, nobody could say that, oh my God, his game has dropped off. I mean, there's been no, like, yeah, is there a drop off from MVP LeBron? Yes, but just judging by the way he plays and, you know, where he's at in his career and his mastery of the game, you know, obviously, like, this is not a regular season move, right? We all understand that. Like, they are not going to win as many games in a regular season next year, probably even with the status quo. Like, I mean, they're down Ty Jerome and they're down Okoro, both heavy rotation players for them in the regular season. So I think they're going to lose more games anyway this regular season. You can't sell me that they'd be worse off, like, in an NBA Finals series with LeBron as opposed to their current setup. You just can't convince me of that.
Oh, I completely agree. And the regular season, and Donovan Mitchell said as much, I don't know, an hour after their postseason run ended against the Pacers, the regular season is just not going to matter for them next year. Like, they'll be good, but it doesn't matter if they win 64 games. It doesn't matter if they win 60, 58. Like, that number is not going to matter. It's going to be all about the playoffs. And if you look at a potential move like this one, yeah, this is one that makes you better for the postseason. I just think the question is doing this for 1 year worth all of the maneuvering that the Cavs would have to do? I'm not so sure. If you're doing this for multiple years, I think it becomes a much easier conversation to have, or a much easier thought process to get through, because it's not just giving up what you would have to give up to get LeBron. And LeBron's salary certainly makes this complicated, because the Cavs have to send out as much money as they bring in, and they don't have anybody on the roster. Even if you wanted to trade Evan Mobley straight up for LeBron, which would be silly, but you couldn't do that because Evan's not going to be making enough money. So like what they would have to do in terms of how much salary they would have to shed to make this happen, it becomes, I think, a very interesting thing to think about and very complicated. So if you're doing it for 2 years, I think it's worth thinking about. But if you're doing it for one, I'm just not so sure that even with the added postseason benefit, I'm not so sure that one run at it with a 41-year-old LeBron James is worth blowing up the core.
Well, you asked Lima. I mean, it's been brought up either by him, by me, by listeners, by media, each of the last, it seems, 7 years. And each time I've said no up until now, because I think that the window is 2 years long. I think that Donovan, I think it's driving him nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
They can't get through the second round. And I don't think that he's the problem, and I don't think the Cavs fans think he's the problem, and they could get to the end of the next 2 years, and I think that that's it. Like, you're going to have to get first-round picks back before 2030. Like, there's a lot of things, and he might just decide, you know what, it's been real, but I'm going to move on from this after he exercises whatever option he could. So I'm looking at a two-year window anyway, Danny, so that's why I said yes this time. I know that comes with a whole bunch of other stuff. My God, there's a lot of that. But that's why I said yes, because you know, again, I can't just sit here and scream and yell and rant and rave after the way they lost again in the second round and then be saying, hey, we got to get this thing going. We got 2 years, and then turn down the player of the generation. It just can't be done.
Well, I think it's a two-year window aside from all the Donovan Mitchell stuff, because I'm not necessarily there that he's somebody that's going to want out. Like, he talks like somebody, and I know that it's the NBA and things can change very, very much, but he talks like somebody, and since he has been in Cleveland, has, more importantly, acted like somebody that loves it here, that wants to be here long-term. Mm-hmm. So I'm not necessarily on the same page with you there, but I think that in today's collective bargaining agreement, I mean, look what the Boston Celtics just did. If the Cavs don't win a title in the next 2 years, they're going to have to do stuff like that. If the Cavs do win a title in the next 2 years, they're probably going to have to do stuff like that. Like, how many players do you look at that are on the current roster that are not on expiring deals? So we're not talking about, like, Lonzo Ball now in this conversation, but how many guys on the roster right now are going to finish their current contracts on the Cavs? Evan Mobley will, Donovan Mitchell will. Other than that, I can't give you a for sure anywhere else. So I do think that because of the way that now team building is structured, where these runs are not set up to be super long, because you're going to have to duck the second apron and probably the tax altogether at some point, that I think is another layer of this sort of decision, whether or not it's worth it.
All right, Danny, obviously free agency getting underway this week in the NBA. We don't expect anything huge with the Cavs because of their cap constraints. With that said, how big of a loss do you think Ty Jerome, as it looks like he's going to be gone, along with, you know, losing Okoro, who we didn't love and obviously was out of the rotation come playoff time and was borderline unplayable, but he was somebody that helped them in the regular season. So, you know, do you feel like the Cavs are worse off, or do you think Ball is a legitimate stand-in?
I think that if Ball is healthy, and the Cavs believe that he is, if Ball is healthy, I do think he's a legitimate stand-in. Now, he's not going to provide the same level of offense that Ty Jerome did. He's not going to provide the same level of defense that Isaac Okoro did, although he is a very good defender, and even when he has been coming back from injury, he's graded out as a pretty plus defender. But the thing that I look at with this is this is a postseason move. And yes, it's a big risk because you are betting on a guy who has played 70 games in the last 4 years to be healthy in April, May, and June. But what this does is this takes two one-way players off of the Cavs and replaces them with a two-way guy, because Lonzo Ball is not a minus on either end of the floor. He cannot be ignored offensively the way that Isaac Okoro could, and he will certainly not be attacked defensively the way that Ty Jerome was. Like, part of the reason why Ty couldn't play in that series against the Pacers wasn't because he could not put the ball in the basket. It's because every time he was on the floor, the Pacers just said, we're gonna go at that guy. Like, that's the guy we want to attack. Can't do that with Lonzo Ball if he's healthy. So that's why I do like this move. But I do think that this is a move that probably makes them a little bit worse in the regular season. But as we just got done talking about, this isn't about the regular season. This is about finding ways in the postseason to get past the second round and be successful deep into the playoffs. And I do think if Lonzo Ball is healthy, this is a move that could do just that for the Cavs.
Danny Cunningham joining us from Locked On Cavs, that podcast. Also, Inside Shot on Substack, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan. So, with losing Sam Merrill, what can that do to this franchise? Or at least to this team for the year? Not the franchise, for crying out loud. That seems great. Not Sam Merrill. I'm sorry. Not Sam Merrill. Ty Jerome.
So, I think that it can be a thing that their bench offense is not going to be as good. It's going to take away a little bit from their depth in the regular season. And a big part of the reason why the Cavs were 64-18 in the regular season was because they were able to beat up on opposing teams' benches. And Ty Jerome had a magical offensive season, which nobody, I think, including the Cavs, would tell you they did not see that coming. Nobody saw it coming except for maybe Ty Jerome. So that is certainly going to be something that hurts them. They're losing a little bit of shooting because they're not replacing him with a guy in Lonzo Ball that is the same level of shooter. Like, Ty is a better shooter than Lonzo Ball, even though Lonzo has become a much better shooter now than when he entered the league. But they're losing that. They're losing having a guy on the bench that can just kind of go get his own bucket. And that has value in today's NBA. That is kind of what they have to wrestle with. But they're banking on, you know, we need two-way guys. If you look at Oklahoma City, how many guys do they have in the rotation that are either targets defensively or minuses offensively? And the answer is not many. And that's kind of what the Cavs, in my opinion, with this move, want to model themselves after a little bit more.
So, Danny, in the Eastern Conference, where it clearly looks wide open today, now we'll see if there are any big moves. I should ask, are you expecting anything big, any kind of a shakeup, big trade extravaganza, frenzy, anything like that?
I think at this point now with the LeBron news yesterday, I kind of wonder if that's going to slow things down a little bit. Now, I know that obviously not every team in the NBA is going to be a candidate for LeBron James to join them. I get that. And I think a lot of teams understand, hey, LeBron James probably not coming to our town. But I do wonder if that's going to be a thing that slows things down. I also wonder if there are teams maybe like in Orlando, like a Houston, that maybe regret the early move that they made instead of knowing LeBron James could become available really for the first time in a trade in his career. So I do wonder about that. The move that I look at, though, and I know we talked about Atlanta last week on the show, if they sign Nickeil Alexander-Walker, which it sounds like they're the favorites to do, I believe that's according to Mark Stein, I think that would be by far the best move they could make, and I think by far a better move than trading for Kristaps Porzingis last week. Like, he would be somebody that I do think could move the needle and put them potentially into, like, the 4-5-6 conversation in the East. Of course, that's a lot depending on health for that team because they don't necessarily have guys that are super durable when you talk about Porzingis and Jalen Johnson, but that would be a move that I really, really do like for them. Outside of LeBron, I don't know how many big trades are left, though. It does feel like we've got a lot of the action over with, and this almost does feel like a free agency in the NBA, which is rare, where we kind of might know by next Saturday where all the chips are going to fall.
Danny, we thank you so much for the time. All the best. We'll talk to you again very shortly, friend.
Anytime, guys.
Danny Cunningham from Locked On Cavs, the inside shot. Also Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com, the whole deal.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucked. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, it was indeed a tough weekend for the Cleveland Guardians, getting swept at the hands of the St. Louis Cardinals. Aside from one big inning, they've been held scoreless in their last four games. Now, the lineup pressing so far amidst this losing streak, Guardians GM Mike Chernoff was on Sirius XM MLB Network Radio yesterday saying that the lineup is pressing, and that's a problem for the young players.
Especially with young players, I think it's hard to get out of that rut. So it does feel like, unfortunately, it can build on itself. At the same time, once you break out of it, you're sort of out of that, and that contagion or whatever goes away. And we know that we have a caliber of player and a team that we think can break out of it anytime.
You could even see it on Thursday. I went to the game, and guys like Manzardo and Martinez are just like swinging out of their shoes. They're like leaning forward on the off-speed pitches. It was really frustrating to watch, and it only got worse over the weekend.
I don't think they do. I don't think they're the type of team that can bounce back from that and lead it forward. I know that they had a great season last year. But that was a different team in so many ways. And some of the young guys, like, we're going to have to come to a decision here soon. And it might come by the end of this week. I mean, you got two more tough opponents before it even starts to open up for you again. So the second half should be easier for them. But by the time the second half comes around, you could be out of it. And that means that the young guys got to play at some point here. We got to see what we have here to move forward because the season has to stand for something.
I think we're getting really close, right? Like, I don't think they're going to do it now with the pitchers that they're going up against over the next week. So they're probably going to wait. But, you know, July, let's go. I mean, you're in out of contention for the division. That's over already. What are you, 11 games back?
11 and a half.
Yes. Holy cow.
11 and a half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're 2.5 games back, by the way, of the American League Wild Card's final spot. You're behind two AL West teams now, by the way, and the Rangers and the Angels, both who are not special teams. This is just like, it feels like it's getting stretched.
The only thing that keeps you around is the terrible American League, but you're two games under 500. The Detroit Tigers have already won the division.
They're 21 games over 500, the Detroit Tigers. Yeah.
They're the Guardians
you're
last year.
Under.
Yeah.
They're the Guardians last year. By the way, Tariq Skubal made the Twins look like chumps yesterday.
Who's Tariq Skubal?
Did I say Tariq? I meant Tariq.
Tariq?
Tariq.
It is.
All right.
Just making sure. One name I do know how to say is Antonetti. Chris Antonetti yesterday talking about, Saturday rather, talking about the
one day you know how to say.
Chase DeLauter. How he's been raking in AAA Columbus and talking about how he's made himself an option to the team.
Really, for the first time, he's now at a point where he's been able to play and absorb the volume of playing 5 or so days a week and not have it impact him negatively and impact his recovery. So it's exciting to think about the progress he's made physically and where he's moving towards in that realm, and then combine that with the production we continue to see when he's on the field, because he's now really for the first time making himself an option for us to consider.
Now, DeLauter entered Saturday with a 12-game hitting streak, a run of 25 games reaching base safely, and it only got more frustrating to see those updates online while the Guardians offense was struggling.
I know I have two young kids that seems like anytime they're truly excited about anything, it shows in their voice, their mannerisms. He just said exciting in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Antonetti, I'm excited about the way that he's dealing with that realm of the, it's just, listen to him.
I would rather not hear from him for the rest of the year.
There's nothing that exudes excitement at all anytime he speaks. So I'd rather have somebody who genuinely is excited about the things that could be coming around the corner for this team than Chris Antonetti right now. He just seems like a walking buzzkill.
And you can't be wondering why fans are worked up. I mean, Chase DeLauter and CJ Cavish, you take those guys to be big leaguers someday. Jonathan Rodriguez is not a big leaguer for anybody, including Jonathan Rodriguez. So I think that fans are rightfully upset. They should be upset. They're losing their patience. I've given them more time, and I'll explain why coming up here at 8 o'clock, as well as Lima's diabolical question. We'll see where the hell that takes us. But it's to hear him talk, there's no putting out a fire, but I think he's trying to lessen it a little bit for everybody, because I think they know what's coming. If he's speaking like that, I think that they know what's coming for this baseball team. And the days are being counted for Carlos Santana, and that's about the only tradable piece you have other than Emmanuel Clase, but That's certainly something that's already been discussed and probably will be discussed here over the next month.
Speaking of Jonathan Rodriguez, you got to talk to my dad at some point because he's been pushing this whole thing about me on how he was the MVP of the minor leagues last season, the MVP, MVP. And I'm like, yeah, he Everybody sucks needs in the major
fan.
Leagues.
Everybody needs a fan.
I want to be a fan of this team right now.
Well, yeah, but every player needs a fan. Every band, like if you take any band that you think sucks and you insult that band, you're going to get somebody to send you nasty comments over that band. And you take any player that you think isn't very good, and there's always a middling player, a baseball anyway, that has some fan that just loves them. I don't see it as much in
you
football.
Take any city's championship parade and belittle it, and then the people from that city will get into your DMs and give you
I missed this last week. Messages. I didn't realize Ken had verbally assaulted the entire Oklahoma region.
I haven't lived there for 25 years, but they made me really proud to be an Okie.
I looked at that and I went, yeah, that's just fine, and I deleted it. Like in my other social media mentions or my other social media messages, like I was going to fight him over it. Like, I'm not getting fired over you. Bye-bye. No. Not doing that. I mean,
maybe next year.
You should have seen it. I mean, they were they could win it next year, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hell for it next year. But, I mean, there were people, like, on my Instagram messages. It's like a person riding by with, like, a dog and a stick on a fence. And I'm like, no. I know it's my birthday, and I've had a couple of drinks here, but no. Delete. Bye-bye. Got three kids at home. I'm messing with you on the internet. You can call in just like everybody else.
I'm just going to move on to my next topic here. We have the story from the NBA regarding the Cavaliers' moves from this past weekend, including giving Sam Merrill a reported 4-year, $38 million contract, which means Ty Jerome may be out of here. We also had a trade with Chicago for Lonzo Ball in exchange for Isaac Okoro, a guy that Chris Fedor on the Sunday show said may have lost some trust with not one, but two head coaches.
Two coaches, two smart coaches, both have a problem believing and trusting Isaac when you get to a playoff environment. Even with the Cavs dealing with injuries this past year, both against Miami and against Indiana, Isaac had a hard time getting in the rotation consistently when the playoffs rolled around.
Another question. How does Chicago not take a first-round pick for Lonzo Ball, according to that one report? Did you guys see that?
I just don't believe it. I don't believe they could get any kind of a... I mean, what, are we talking a swap? Are we talking... We're not talking about like an unprotected first-round pick.
It's not realistic.
It might have been a pick swap, but the point is here, you're getting, I think, good value for a guy in a core who I liked at times, just couldn't bring anything offensively.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think people are kind of looking at this the wrong way. Lonzo, if he were healthy, is obviously a tremendous upgrade from, I think, a bunch of guys that we have on the team that have not been able to do anything in the playoffs. I think he's exactly the type of prototype player that could help you because of his playmaking, because of his defense, his shooting has I think, come a long way. Actually, problem is, like, if you're asking me today, do I think he's actually going to be on the playoff roster? Do I think he'll be healthy by then? No.
Right.
Unfortunately, he's had chronic wrist and knee. His knee, I mean, he's basically one tweak away from his career being over. So I don't have a huge expectation that he's going to be there. I think this is more about getting out of the Okoro business and Okoro contract situation.
Do I use that against Kobe? Because he took him fifth.
Well, look, two players. Fifth. You know, Colin Sexton was in the news, too, about getting dealt bad team. I think those two picks, man, Okoro and Colin Sexton, I think borderline disastrous at this point. I know Sexton can play.
Fifth overall.
Like, it's not that Sexton's a total bust, but, you know, back-to-back years of those guys. Now, they've been able to salvage, so I give Kobe credit, his trades, you know, the Lauri Markkanen situation, then turning that into Donovan Mitchell and then the Jared Allen deal, and then their ability to go out and get Donovan Mitchell, incredible. And Evan Mobley drafting him. So it's a bit of a mixed bag, but those 2 years back-to-back, that is rough.
With Colin, been saying it for years, somebody on a bad basketball team has to give you 20 a night. And he has been the chosen one. Congratulations. He'll make a lot more money still in the NBA. For Isaac Okoro, the only thing that he can do in the postseason, like, you ever see the inflatable arm guys at Carlots? Like, that's
the two guys.
He runs around and just does that. And that's all it is. And
that's one of those I hate. We get a lot of guys wrong that, you know, you think are going to go one way or another. This is one I think we've been on very early. Like, I never saw. I understand.
I don't think anybody got him wrong.
All the discussions about his shooting. Oh, there was a, and I don't know how big the faction was there were Coral believers in this town that thought him being able to hit the corner threes was just him taking off as an offensive player. I never saw it.
I might have to stay behind to check out the afternoon show, guys, before I leave today. There is one in particular that I'm keeping my eye on. Big Okoro fan. I have to see if I have to do a mental wellness check on him.
Well, it's one of the two.
Who?
Oh, I was thinking of somebody else. Not one of the hosts.
Two guys. How many people in the afternoon?
Yeah, not one of the hosts. Mac is the first one. I don't know about the second one.
Mac likes Isaac Okoro.
Big Isaac Okoro guy. Yeah. He's also not happy that they chose Merrill over Jerome, basically.
Why?
It's the way he's thinking.
One guy's going to be cheaper. It's Sam Merrill.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. Ty Jerome played well enough in the regular season and that first series. Let's not talk about the Pacers series. But he played well enough in the regular season in the first series to price himself out of Cleveland. I wish Ty Jerome the best.
Are we underselling what a loss? It sounds like you think we're underselling what a loss this is.
I'm not underselling the loss. I just take it as...
I mean, Jerome was amazing last year up until that series where nobody was good.
Oh, you think I'm accusing you of underselling the loss?
No, I'm asking you...
I'm understanding how much of a loss it is.
As a show, are we not talking enough about the loss of Ty Jerome and what this does to our season next year?
Well, we got 2 more hours left in the show. If you'd like to discuss that, maybe with Daryl Ryder at 8:22. You want to do that? Hey, we can do that.
That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.